Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
Hello, woo! LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. How are you all doing tonight? What's going on in your life? Hey, have you ever been a friend and then turned to lover? Shouldn't that always be the case? Or maybe not. Where do you draw the line? Well, we have a fun guest joining us tonight, my friend Marshana, who's on the show right now on Bravo, Friends to Lovers. So we're going to talk to her later on in the show because we've got a lot to talk about. A, we got to talk about that show, and B, there's so much going on with that show, the drama. And then joining us later in the show, great author, he's been here before, friend to the show, EJ Simon is going to join us, and we're going to talk about his new book, which is really, really good. He's the author of Death Never Sleeps and Death Logs In. So we're going to talk about those books tonight because death never sleeps. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about going to sleep and never waking up? Or what about waking up and never going to sleep? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know how you're doing. I've got to tell you, I am off to Colorado this coming weekend because my girl and friend to the show, Shakti Durga, is going to be in Colorado Saturday and Sunday. So for more information, I guess what you can do is go to, well, I'll give you a phone number. How does that sound? For Colorado, call 303-670-0484. She'll be in Colorado Saturday the 31st and Sunday, February 1st. Oh my goodness, that February is already here. Aquarians! Hey, speaking of Bravo, my friend Bree Bythewood, friend to the show, she had her baby girl, Aria, just the other day. So congratulations to your new baby in this world. Treat her with love. That's all we got is love for one another. Well, hey, speaking of love, yeah, it is true that there is this new show on Bravo, Friends to Lovers. And what's great is that I have a couple of friends of mine on the show. Marshana is one of them, and she's going to join us in just a moment. If you're tuning in for the first time, thanks so much for tuning in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I'm going to my seventh year, and it's just been a ride. It's been a joy ride. I kind of want to play that song. Maybe we'll do it later on in the show. You know what? Let's get Joy Ride on for Joyride in just a little bit, not just yet. But so let me get it, Ronnie. Look it up. And Ronnie, y'all, is the voice in my head when, like, we're doing things and the show is going on and I need things done and I need songs played and we need guests on the show. Ronnie comes to the rescue. Y'all remember Ronan. Ronan's still around. Y'all know I love my Ronan. I love my Ronnie, too, because without them, it would just be Max. There wouldn't be no Max and Friends. It is the truth. Well, if you're all watching Miss Universe tonight, tonight was a big night on TV. Miss Universe, Colombia won, and Miss USA was the runner-up. I think that's Colombia's pasión, right? It is. It is. There goes my voice. Well, anyway, speaking of Colombia and Miss USA and Miss Universe, it was at, of course, Mr. Trump, Doral, and they were just like PSAing Doral. It was kind of crazy. But also, the SAG Awards were on tonight. Did you all watch them? Orange is the New Black. They, like, cleaned up. And some great other stuff cleaned up over the SAG Awards. Do you all really care about the SAG Awards? Like, does that even register in your consciousness, like Miss Universe? I don't know. And the one question that I think was so funny was Lisa goes, so if you weren't supposed to, like, if you could take out this swimsuit catalog category, would you? And Miss Ukraine was like, I wear everything great. You do your thing, Miss Ukraine. You didn't win. But love to you and love to all these girls who are Miss Universe. But anyway, I just am about spreading the love tonight. And, you know, we had a new moon the other night in Aquarius, which means new beginnings. So are you people all in a period of new beginnings? Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know what your new beginnings are. What do you want to do forget the new year, with this moment, is there anything that you want to change? Is there anything you want to do more? Let me know. I love to meditate, so that's one thing that I want to do more. And Jan Levon Zandt just said, the act of meditation is the best way to get plugged in and turned on to the power of the divine. Yeah, I got to have Jan Levon Zandt on. Jan Le! Come on, Max and friends! Valerie Love is coming back. We've got some great shows, speaking of coming up this I already know for this year, like I'm looking into June, we have some amazing people coming on the show. Les Nubians are joining us again. I cannot wait. I just enjoy them so much. That was my CD. I used to play Les Nubians all the time. Well, they're going to be in New York on February 2nd, so they're coming here February 1st to tell us about what's going on in their life and what they're doing and what they're up to. Speaking of what people are doing and what they're up to, I'm doing a new show called Star Talk. You all heard it here first. We did it here on Max and Friends with Gloria Estefan and Emilio, who was one of the judges tonight on Miss Universe. But we did Star Talk. You all loved it because I got tweets and you all blew up my Twitter. So thank you for that. And yeah, we're going to be doing it more. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be doing a show. I think we're going to do Star Talk with Fat Joe. So tweet me questions at Max Tucci. I love being on radio because I have all these different platforms where I could come to you and say, how you doing? And talk to me. I want to know what's going on in your life. Oh, I got a great tweet, and I was supposed to mention this last week, but the book Empowering Relationships. Go to shantimission.org or email info@shantimission.org. There you can find also the information for Shakti Durga being in Colorado and Connecticut and California and Hawaii on her American retreat. So that's going to be fun there. The book was powerful. Empowering Relationships. Get that. And another book I wanted to talk to you about last week, and I just ran out of time, was Majaya. You remember Majaya, my guru. Well, Majaya Sati Bhagavati has the 11 karmic spaces, choosing freedom from the patterns that bind you. I just adore my Majaya, and I miss her tremendously. And the book, The 11 Karmic Spaces, Choosing Freedom from the Patterns That Bind You, you can go right now onto Amazon and get it. It won an award. It really is a really great book, forward by Dr. Jean Houston. Fantastic book. I think you all should look into it. Speaking of looking into things, look into meditation. Because if you don't have 3 minutes to meditate, then do it for 3 hours. It will change your life. Well, let's talk about love again. Because just shortly, my friend Mariana. Hi, Mariana. How you doing? My friend Marshana will be joining me in a moment. And we're going to talk about this show, Friends to Lovers, on Bravo. Check your local listings for times. And I really want to know, would you date a friend? Would you date a friend? Marshana's going to give us advice, and she's going to give us the tea on what's going on with this show. So tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what you want to know from Marshana. We already have some great questions. But other than that, let's just chill. Hang out with me here on Max and Friends. I want to hear from you. I want to know what's going on in your life. And Mary, if you're listening tonight in Florida, how are you, Mary? I just love you for tuning into Max and Friends. And also for Mary's all over, Connecticut, New York, thank you for tuning in because you know what I'm up to. I think the best way to know what Max is up to is to tune into Max and Friends. And then you can go around and spread rumors and say, well, Max is here and Max is there. But you know what they say? It's better to be talked about than not at all. Speaking of talking, we got to talk about the song that I'm about to play, which is from my girl, Taja Saville. And this song, Love is Contagious, debuted in 1987. The song was taken from her debut album, and it was a massive hit for Taja Saville, who's one of Prince's prodigies. It reached number 7 on the UK single charts in early 1988. Seriously, this song, I love. Love is Contagious. So let's play it now on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Marshana Ritchie from Friends to Lovers is joining me on Max and Friends. But right now, Love is Contagious by Taja Saville on Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
Left.
Woo! Love is contagious. That was Todgersville. I'm Max Tucci, and you're listening to Max and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. If it's your first time, tweet me at Max Tucci. We're live right now. We're taking your tweets, so we want to talk to you and know what's going on in your life. Well, my next guest, you all are going to know from a TV show on Bravo called Friends to Lovers. Born and bred in Brooklyn, New York, Marshawna Ritchie is a talented makeup artist and online beauty blogger, and also a friend of mine. She has tried to find love before on season 12 of ABC's The Bachelor, but realized that the one she desires the most may be closer to home than she thought. Has that happened to you all? Is the one that you love closer than you think? With her parents' 40-year marriage as an inspiration, Marshawna believes in the institution of marriage and desires a happy, healthy, and long-lasting relationship for herself, and hopes her best friend, Stefan, could be the one to share in this commitment with. Well, please clap it up for my next guest, Marshawna Ritchie, on Max and Friends. Welcome and pull up your mic.
Oh my gosh. What an introduction. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, it's our pleasure. You know, once I saw you all on Facebook, because we met in New York a long time ago.
Literally, like what, 4 or 5 years ago. Crazy.
Right? And then when I saw like you and then Chris doing the show, I'm like, how is it possible that I know two people personally on one show? I was like, this is too
crazy.
Much.
The world is so small, because I remember watching Blood, Sweat, and Heels last year and seeing you on with Bree. Bree is her name, correct?
Isn't that funny? And Bree just had a baby.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Bree just had a baby 2 days ago.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she just gave birth, and it was all over. She's so adorable. She's been a dear friend of mine forever, but we love Bravo, don't we?
Yes, we do. Wow, congratulations, Bree. Oh, my goodness, I had no idea.
Yeah, so maybe we're just releasing it here we're like the first ones breaking the gossip, but Bree Bythewood from Blood, Sweat, and Heels did have a baby girl. So,
well,
that's my girl.
Wow, yes. The Bravo family is just getting bigger.
Here's what I think, Marshawna. If you put it on Twitter, you already put it in the public, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So it's fair game.
Absolutely.
Now, we're going to play a clip from your show. We're going to play a clip from your show because you go through a lot. And, like, this season has just started. And has your quest always been to love Stefan?
You know, my quest has always been to just have something real and meaningful, and I've always felt like it could be with him. I've just been waiting for him to, like, catch up with me, like, get the message, buy a vow, solve the puzzle.
And the only way to learn more about where you're – let's just get this off the bat. All of you – Marshawna's not spilling any tea on where she is right now with Stefan. You got to watch the show.
Gotta watch the show.
And the best part of that is that we can't even blame Marshawna, because that's what happens when you do TV. You sign contracts, people. So we can't spill all the tea, but watch the show, because I promise you, you all in for a lot. So Marshawna, let's play this clip. Ronnie, let's get that clip ready. And when we get back from that clip, I want you to talk about it, okay? You know which one it is, because it's on YouTube. But let's play it right here tonight on Max and Friends. This is a clip from Bravo's show, Friends to Lovers. Check your local listings. And here's a clip right now with Marshawna Ritchie.
You like three kinds of women: new, newer, and newest. And I can't be that. I need to be myself. I need someone who takes me for me. When I get engaged, I want the bells, I want the whistles, I want skywriting.
Wait, during the proposal or?
Yeah, I want fireworks to go off.
You want all that for the engagement?
I want all that.
Why?
You know, marriage is something I'm only gonna do one time.
So it has to be grand.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
Hi, girl.
I'm Marshawna.
How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I can't stand it.
Mama?
Hey.
While I'm happy for Colin McCoe, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, when your best friend gets engaged, the pressure is really on.
Come on, Marshawna. I need someone to drink with for a change.
We need another guy in the mix. I know. Are you tired of being with the lady?
Oh, yeah.
It's possible that I may kind of already have somebody.
LA Talk Radio. This is
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was a clip from Ooh, the show that's right now, Friends to Lovers. So are you still, like, wanting to have these massive fireworks at your engagement?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Matt, let me tell you, the day I get married, the earth will move. I want the best of the best. I want, like, a big, grand, elaborate ceremony, because, you know, it's going to be the biggest and grandest part of my life. I'm going to be a wife, and I'm going to have an amazing husband, and, you know, we're going to start a family. And, of course, my focus is on the marriage and making sure that it's stable and secure. But as we embark on that journey, like, there has to be, like, a big, like, momentous ceremony to mark the start of my new life as a wife. And I want it to be grand.
All right. Well, if that's what you want, make it happen, right?
I will. Now,
you will. And I hope I'm invited to that wedding, because I know is going to be some wedding, because I follow you.
You already
Instagram,
know.
On Facebook. And I know that you love to travel. So I have a feeling it's going to be a destination wedding. Would that be correct?
Of course. Of
and
course.
Where are you going to have this wedding?
Matt, you know me well. You know me well enough. We go way back, like from
I'm thinking last. India. So you Would you do India?
Know.
Would you do India
of
for
course.
A wedding? Yeah.
Of course. You know me. I've been to a wedding in India. My friends Anish and Namita had the most elaborate wedding in Udaipur in Jagmandir Palace on Lake Pachola. It was phenomenal, and I would do something equally grand.
All right. Well, I would love to go to that. So I'm going to get my visa for India now so that I have it ready. So that I have it ready. But, you know, let's talk about the show, because, you know, you were on The Bachelor. How was that experience?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. The Bachelor was such an amazing experience. Definitely one of the highlights of my life. I mean, I could tell everyone what it's like to be in Malibu, to live in that house, to meet The Bachelor. When I was on The Bachelor, my Bachelor was actually the last Bachelor who was a brand new cast, so to speak. He didn't come from a previous season of The Bachelorette or anything. So when we pulled up in that limo, we genuinely had not met this man before. He's phenomenal. I absolutely love Matt Grant.
Are you still friends?
You know, we are still friends. He's really kind of like one of the only people from the show that I keep in touch with. I'm happy for him and what he's doing in his life. I believe he's in a new relationship, and I just really wish him the best. Like, maybe if we'd met under different circumstances, you know, maybe if we'd met at Barnes & Noble or at Starbucks or something, maybe things would have been different. But meeting in that, you know, like, pressure cooker that is that house and the girls and the drama, I don't think we had a chance to get to really know each other, but he is still by far one of the best men that I've ever dated in my life, ever.
Wow. Well, and now you're dating your friend. Would you recommend that to viewers? Would you recommend that to people listening right now, to date a friend? How is it going for you?
I mean, I definitely would recommend it to people. I say, listen, if you have a friend and you have feelings for that friend, take a leap of faith, go out and date that friend, because we call the person, the title is boyfriend, girlfriend. Friendship is in the title. You got to be friends. Like, you got to know that person is on your team, you're on their team, that you advocate for each other, that you're in this together. Like, friendship is so important. It's such a critical part of a relationship. And if you already have a secure friendship, go do it. Now, you might want to slap each other. You know, you might want to choke somebody. You know,
that's 50
I'm not
Shades of
that
Grey. That's 50 Shades of Grey.
You can get a little kinky with it. You can go for 50
well,
Shades
no,
of Grey.
Girl, let's, wait a minute. Let's talk about kinky, because you get kinky on the show, because I've seen the clips. And you go there, and you go there. So what advice do you give to friends, to our friends listening tonight? What advice do you give to them if they're, like, on the border of, should I date my friend or not? When do you kick in and say, all right, I'm going to kiss them? What advice do you give them to kiss the friend that they want their lover, to be their lover?
Well, you know what? Trust your gut. Go with your gut. There's a gut feeling. There's a part of you that always kind of knows, like, if that kiss will be reciprocated. Like, if that kiss is welcome. Once you feel that gut feeling, whatever it is, once you get that moment, you have to capture it. Do not let the moment pass you by. Don't wait. But you have to jump for it, and you have to say, like, now's the time. You know, you saw me last week. I had to go sit in that man's lap, like, because the moment was there. If I had let it pass, I would not have, like, probably gotten that opportunity again. So you really have to go for it. And that is my advice to anyone out there. If the moment is there, if there's that part in your gut that says, I know it's okay, leap. Okay? Just leap. Close your eyes and leap.
You know, that's Nike's new slogan, just leap. Forget
oh,
just
is
do
it? Shoot,
no,
I
that's
even
what
know.
It should be. No, that's what it should be, just leap. I like that better than just do it, because it would do it.
Right, right.
Leap for it. Go for it. I love it. Now, you know, we have a tweet, so we're going to talk about it, but I don't want to just stay on it. Just talk about it quickly, because you all had the shock of your life as a cast when recently we learned that one of your cast members, Greg, died. So how is the whole cast right now, I guess, is the appropriate question.
You know, the cast, and we've really banded together. I think we have a sense of camaraderie that we didn't have before. We always were together, but like now we've even really held on closer to each other and make sure that we... They're all the only people who would understand what this experience was like would be the other cast members. So we've all really rallied around Melanie, which is Greg's partner on the show. And, you know, really just trying to support her through all of this, really just trying to let her know that we're here for her, we love her. And I'm so proud of Melanie because she has been such a good steward over Greg's legacy. And his memory. So we are sad. We are sad. We are disheartened. But our focus right now is just really hoping that everyone gets to experience a little bit of Greg through the show. And Absolutely. That we are supporting Melanie.
That's a beautiful tribute. Thank you for letting all of those who are inquiring know what's going on with that. Speaking of friends, have you all like become friends in real life? You all hang out, or what's the story with the cast?
It's wonderful. You know, I actually got a chance to meet Chris and Alex right away because they live in New York and it was easy. But the LA cast for the premiere, I was fortunate enough to go all the way out to LA. Charlie, our cast member, actually invited me out to LA. And I went across to LA and so did Stefan. And we got to meet everyone. We got to meet Melanie and Charlie and Darian and Jen and Sydney. The only person we didn't sadly get to meet was Greg. And it's very unfortunate because what we didn't know at the time was that would have been the last week of Greg's life, and we had no idea. It's really sad. So we missed Greg that night, ironically enough, because he was the only LA cast member that wasn't there. Chris and Alex had their own party here in New York. And it was once we met, we'd all been talking and tweeting and Facebooking and, you know, texting each other. But to meet face-to-face, it was like that instant connection. I mean, there's no such thing as a fast food friendship, really and truly. But when you share a common experience, it really bonds you. So I absolutely love each and every one of my cast members from the first to the last. And I hope that we are all together through the end. I don't want to lose anyone else, you know? I want us to all stick together. I love them.
Well, speaking of, because you know people are asking, so I'm asking for the people. Where are you with Stefan right now?
You know, y'all can ask, but, you know, ask away all you want, but you're not getting any answers out of me.
Watch the show.
You have to watch the show Monday nights at 10 p.m. only on Bravo. You know, tweet me. I live tweet during the show. You can ask me questions on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Marshawna Dahlia. You can ask me anything while the show is on about what you saw, but do not ask me what happens next week or the week after or the week after.
Right, because you're not going to tell them.
Not
but
at all.
I hope that you join us again on Max and Friends because we got to talk about the show as it goes on. But speaking of, you know, you do online beauty blogging, and I should have had you on earlier to talk about the SAG Awards and what everybody wore.
Oh, yeah? And, oh, I would have loved it, Max.
But so what I'm going to do is I want you to come back because I love your energy. And when there's big shows, will you join me so we can say who was best and worst dressed?
Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you, Max, beauty is my business. In every sense of what that could possibly mean, being a makeup artist, an online beauty blogger, I even used to be a fashion designer. Like, I sew and design clothes and cut clothes. I don't need a pattern. So I would love to be back on Max and Friends to contribute. It is award season, and there are a gang of outfits that we can be talking about. So you have me back anytime.
All right, that's a deal. But did you see Miss Universe tonight?
You know, I didn't get to see all of it. Really, I was watching through everyone's tweets. Thank you, everyone who tweeted me, because I'm Jamaican. My mom and my dad are Jamaican. I was really, really rooting for Miss Jamaica. And she made it to the top five. And you know that my people, we were so happy that she made it to the top five. But what really happened, she didn't win. And I really wanted Miss Jamaica to win. But in any case, I'm happy for Miss Colombia. She did wonderful. And I used to compete in the Miss Universe pageant system. I used to compete in Miss New York USA because I had this dream that I would win Miss New York USA and win Miss USA and win Miss Universe. That never happened, but hey, a girl can dream, right? So,
but look where
I'm
you are now.
A girl at heart.
But look where you are now. So that's okay, because what God has for you is it is for you, and that wasn't to be on Miss New York. It was to be on Bravo on Friends to Lover.
Exactly. Then, everything I've ever supposed to. Everything I was ever supposed to have in life, I got. And if I didn't get it, I wasn't supposed to have it. That's
and it's unfolding. It's all unfolding. Your life is big, so keep reaching because it's unfolding. And always dream bigger, you know? Dream bigger.
Yes, always.
But so this tomorrow, can you give us a tea what's going to happen tomorrow? Just a little sneak preview?
Oh, I will definitely give you a sneak preview of tomorrow. You have got to watch Tomorrow's the episode that you don't want to miss. Episode number 3 is the drama episode, okay? That is where you really and truly get to see the friend. Like, now we're getting into, like, you know, dating and stuff, and where that all starts to go a little bit, like, left. So it ends pretty dramatically, and you, I mean, like, seriously, I'm not even being funny. Episode 3 is the episode not to miss because the drama... It's for your mama in episode 3.
All right. Well, tune in with your mama tomorrow night, everybody, to Bravo Friends to Lovers Monday at 10 p.m. because you're going to see my guest, Marshawna Richie, there. And if you're just tuning in to Max and Friends, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any of the show, you can go to latalkradio.com/Max. We have archives there after the show. Marshawna, I'll tweet you so that you have it. So if friends want to hear it, they can tune in and listen to it. And I'm so happy that you joined us. And I'm going to watch tomorrow night, so I will be tweeting you tomorrow.
Yes, please. Everyone at home, follow me at Marshawna Dahlia on Twitter. I definitely respond to people. You can find me on Instagram at Marshawna Richie. See pictures of my work and my makeup artistry and everything like that. I absolutely love the Twitterverse and the Instagram sphere, so definitely reach out. And don't forget to watch Friends to Lovers tomorrow night and every Monday night at 10 p.m. only on Bravo.
I love how you just do that. You'd make my world so easy. Yes. So tune in. Bravo. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Friends to Lovers. And if you're going to get any tea, you're going to find it here on Max and Friends. Marshawna, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I love it.
I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Have a beautiful week, girl. But I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay. Bye. Bye, everyone. Well,
that's how much fun it is. You know, I watch the shows, people, and you know Jackie Collins does too. She's a big TV junkie. Jackie's going to come back on, you know, around Valentine's Day, which is my birthday, because I always do shows with celebrities that I want to spend my birthday with. Remember, we did a whole CSI Miami show? So this year, I'm trying to go through my list of Max and Friends guests of who I want to spend my birthday with. Valentine's Day. Well, we've got a great guest coming up next, and the book is going to, it's just going to like take you to another dimension. Death Logs in EJ Simon is my next guest. He'll be joining us in just a minute because there's a lot. We had him on Max and Friends. He sold over 80,000 copies of the book, and this book is going to really like give you suspense. Death Logs In. Go on to Amazon right now to find it. Next Sunday, we have Les Nubians here, so I think it's only appropriate to play one of my favorite songs from Les Nubians, New Revolution, on Max and Friends. When we're back, EJ Simon.
Where do
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was New Revolution by friends to the show, Les Nubians. They'll be here next Sunday. They're a Grammy-nominated duo whose unique mix of neo-soul, hip-hop, and African music scored them tons of stuff, from urban radio hits to Grammy nominations to NAACP Image Awards to Soul Train Lady nominations. New Revolution is Les Nubians' third album, and they will be on Max and Friends next Sunday. So tune in February. February 1st, I think it is. But that's just how fast time flies by. Speaking of time flying by, well, you remember I had a great guest on Max and Friends, EJ Simon, who was the author of Death Never Sleeps, and sold over 80,000 copies of that book. So what's great is that now there's a new book that EJ wrote. The suspense is going to get you. We're going to talk about the book here tonight. Death Logs In on Max and Friends. Please welcome back to Max and Friends my friend EJ Simon. Welcome back.
Thank you, Max. Great to be back.
Well, it's fantastic, and congratulations to 80,000 books that
you
have sold.
Thank you. I'm blown away.
When you saw that figure, did it feel like this was meant to be?
It was one of those things where you feel like this should be a recount, actually. But it felt
like
great.
The Florida voting.
Exactly right.
But now, you didn't start writing later on in life. So when you saw 80,000 copies, did that validate your writing career?
Yes. It's one of those things where you say, you know, yeah, I can really do this. It works.
And you know,
absolutely.
You, from former CEO, you led companies including GMAC, like big time. And now you're an author. Did you think growing up, did you want to be an author?
Not particularly. You know, I did have, my undergrad was in journalism. I had a graduate degree in communication, but writing a book wasn't really part of my original scenario at all. I enjoyed writing, but I never really thought I'd write a book.
Well, let's talk about Death Logs In and give us the premise of, because you write suspense books, so tell us this premise of Death Logs In and what stirred you up to write it.
Great. The premise is basically about a man, an underworld figure, who duplicates himself on a computer. He was afraid of dying. He was a tough guy. His only fear was death. And he invested millions of dollars with some geeks in Silicon Valley, and they made a breakthrough in artificial intelligence, and he was able to totally duplicate himself on a hidden secret laptop computer just before he died. So that's the basic premise.
Shady premise. Now, do you think it's possible that we can actually do this?
Well, I think, you know, when I first started writing the first book, Death Never Sleeps, which I started about 4 years ago, it did seem very far-fetched to me. Although artificial intelligence has come a long way. The real popularization of it was in that computer HAL in the Stanley Kubrick movie 2001 Space Odyssey, when the computer took over the spaceship before they were able to unplug it. But today, I think we're uncomfortably probably close to duplicating the human mind through artificial intelligence. Even Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple, just last year, 2014, was quoted saying that he really believes that computers will soon actually have a consciousness. So
wow.
I think we're getting closer.
Now, let's talk about Death Never Sleeps. For those who are just tuning in, this is Max Tucci. I'm your host on Max and Friends. EJ Simon, author, is joining us right now. The book, your first book, Death Never Sleeps, tell people actually what that was about, because that was an intense book.
Yep. And again, it was the same central premise, a character who duplicates himself on a computer just before he's murdered. The story was about two brothers, and this carries through to both books. One's a CEO, a straight arrow CEO. The older one is, they're very different brothers. The older one is an underworld figure. He's the one who was afraid to die, duplicated himself on his computer. He gets murdered, and the brother is asked to fill in, just help close down his brother's affair by the widow. He didn't really want to do it, but he agreed to just jump in, help collect some of the money that was due his dead brother, pay out some of the other stuff. And what happens, he gets sucked into his brother's underworld business. He winds up, you know, he had been bored with the corporate world. He winds up loving this underworld, and he lives a dual life. Unfortunately, he's getting tracked down by the same killer that killed his brother, and he gets in way over his head, and it's then that his brother's mistress contacts him and discloses to him that his brother had a secret laptop computer where there was an exact duplicate of him. He finds the computer, brings his brother back on the computer, and it's a perfect duplicate. Even, you know, the way he looks, his gestures, his mind, everything. And the two rebuild a relationship even stronger than they had in life. And Death Logs In, the sequel, picks up where a number of people are still after the younger brother. And the two brothers collaborate. And also what you see is the Alex Nicholas, who is the older dead brother, really using all the tools in cyberspace, all the internet tools that we have, using all the apps that are available and Google and research. And Alex Nicholas becomes a very powerful cyber person.
Wow.
So it
intensity.
Takes on, yes.
Intensity.
It's really a psychological and technological thriller wrapped inside a traditional crime thriller.
It sure is. It sure is. And the thriller, it's a good thriller. Now, you know, I hear there's movie rights going around. Is this for which? For Death Never Sleeps?
For both of them.
All right.
We have an attachment agreement with a I can't say who it is, but it's a major male actor. Yes.
Oh, all right. So you'll have to come back when you can tell us and let us know.
Great.
But now let's talk about this, because, you know, you go around and you're a noted speaker for publishing. So what advice, and we'll talk about publishing, do you give to people for forming a small press publishing house?
Well, you know, what I decided to do was form my own publishing house. It's Simon mm-hmm. Zeff. And basically, because the whole, as I got into this, so on the one hand, I'm writing a novel. On the other hand, I'm taking a look at, well, where's this novel going to go? Who's going to publish it? How's it going to get done? And what I saw, which I don't think is a surprise to a lot of listeners, is the whole publishing industry is in turmoil. The old model really isn't working. Mm-hmm. No one's really happy. The writers aren't happy. The publishers aren't happy. The agents are stuck in the middle. And from my background, anytime you see an industry in turmoil and you see problems in an industry, there's an opportunity. Uh-huh. So we've put together a new boutique publishing firm, and we've already got a number of authors, and it's full service. We've got some, I believe, major people that are already employees, some from Vanity Fair, Harrison Schiffman. So we've got really quality people. We have access to the best editors in the world, graphic artists. So I think it's very exciting.
So now, do you welcome people to send you manuscripts and book proposals?
Absolutely.
Do you have any particular genre, or what scales do you cover?
Well, right now we've got crime fiction. We have self-help. We will also have a significant cookbook. So those will be the first three. We will also have a true crime nonfiction book. So we're really covering the whole gamut, and we're open to all genres.
I'm going to send you my cookbook.
Great.
You know, what I love about self-publishing and about being involved in boutique publishing is that the one-on-one, you really, you know, because this book I've had for a long time, it's Bachelor's Cooking Book. I'm no longer a bachelor, but there's so many out there. But the point is that to work with someone, and this sounds like a boutique firm like you have, is really great, because it changes, you make the author feel validated and important. I would imagine.
That's
I think it's pretty accurate. And you know, you're not just in the bucket of all these other authors.
The large publishing houses, you know, unless you're a James Patterson, really aren't serving the authors the way they used to. They can't. Mm-hmm. So these small publishing houses like ours, one, we're hungry. Two, we're not bureaucratic. And three, we've got some great people so that even after when the book is done, which is just the beginning of the process, as we all know, we know how to get that book on the shelves. We know how to get it published and sold.
And promotion. You got exactly. Some good people with Vanity Fair with you. But no, it's exciting to see. I'm going to have some other authors of yours come on the show because I love promoting authors and reading and especially great books like you have. But before we talk about your book, because we're going to have to wrap this show up in just a minute, but tell us about some of your philanthropic causes and who you get involved with philanthropically.
Philanthropically, we've always been, very interested in different causes, certainly cancer, pets are another thing. We love dogs and any charities that help dogs and rescues. But we've covered a number of different areas.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. You're doing great things. So the book, Death Logs In, it's available basically everywhere now, isn't it?
Yes. The easiest is your local bookstore and, of course, Amazon.
Absolutely. I have to also thank Don because he helped getting you on tonight's show. So how you doing, Don? But also, I want to talk about people following you on Twitter because that's the way to do it. And you can go onto Twitter right now and follow EJ. Your Twitter, what is your Twitter feed?
Jim EJ Simon.
Perfect.
And my website is ejsimon.com, where the book is also available, by the way.
And people can send, I'm getting a tweet, where can we send our book proposal to? So can they just get that information there, or where should they go?
They can get it right there, yes.
Perfect.
On the website.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to hearing who this major celebrity is involved in your books, because it's going to be fun. You know everyone loves the gossip here, so
yep.
We'll have to have you back on.
Great. Thank you very much, Max.
It's my pleasure. The book again, Death Logs In, and the first one, which was Death Never Sleeps. Go get them now. They're great reads, and they'll keep you thrilled. EJ, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
My pleasure, Max.
Avoid the storm. You guys have a big snowstorm
coming
will.
In. I know. I'm digging in.
Have a wonderful evening, and enjoy the week. Stay warm.
Thanks again.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Well, I love you all for tuning in tonight. It's been a pleasure having you join me. If it's for your first time, this is Max Tucci, and you're tuning in to Max and Friends every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and wherever else you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. I really, without you, there would be no point. It would just be talking, and no one would be listening. And you always learn something when you listen. That's why I let my guests take over sometimes, because I want to learn. Well, your life is big, people, so keep reaching. This week, I'm going bowling. I encourage you to get together with your friends, because like Marshana, you never know if they're going to become your lover. And if you want a great book to read over this nor'easter that you're getting up there in Connecticut, get Death Never Sleeps and Death Logs In. They're thrillers. They're great. They will tantalize you. And also the books that I talked about earlier in the show, The 11 Karmic Spaces by Majaya, I'll tweet them. So you'll know, at Max Tucci is my Twitter, and Empowering Relationships. Hey, we're going to let you go, but before we do that, go to ShaktiDurga.com, because there you're going to find the information for the Colorado and the Connecticut retreats, ShaktiDurga.com. Love you all for listening. Before we go, we're going to play a great song from Shakti Durga, Om Ganga, on Max and Friends. I say to you, take life to the max, good night, and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, from Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Om Ganga. Ganga, Amrita.